77,000 Service Trees by Sri Chinmoy. Part 28. Indeed, heart expansion and not mind extension. I do not have to mask my real identity. I just have to bask in the sunshine of my Lord's identity. The surprise of the century. It does not want to change. When divinity wins, the whole creation will win the race. If you have mixed feelings about the spiritual life, then do not enter into the spiritual life. It will be of no avail. Will the time ever come when I will be a servitor of God's will? Receptivity is a constant necessity in the spiritual life. You can be in a cave all by yourself, but millions of thoughts can easily dog you. Outer proximity is not of tremendous importance. Inner closeness is of supreme importance. Everything can be achieved and will be achieved deep within the fullness of time. With my heart tears, I am sweeping the streets for my Lord's arrival. May my mind behold an inspiration dawn. May my heart behold an aspiration noon. Each day we can have a profound meditation experience. A devotion heart is a sleepless action for God. When I think of my soul, when I feel my soul, it is all peace within and without me. He who does not walk along God-obedience road will miserably fail. Where is peace? Peace is only where my life is a 24-hour dedication to God's will. My God-obedience has totally destroyed all the doubts in my mind. Each God dream is a step forward towards the destination. If God's grace does not change mankind's heart, then nothing can. My mind does not want to know who I am, as long as I remain its perfect slave. If we love all, then the One will be extremely pleased with us and proud of us. Whatever I give, I must give freely and unconditionally. My Lord, my only prayer, engulf me in your fondness embrace. If your friendship with doubt lasts for a long time, then your case can become incurable. Remember, your secret weaknesses openly weaken you. God's forgiveness heart is my only home. Patience expedites our Godward journey. Impatience strangles us on the way to our destination. God's service life allows no indulgence. My Lord Supreme has once more connected my inner lifeline with Him. The only difference between God and me is I give up on God, but He never gives up on me. Never. Be always kind and sincere, especially to yourself. I am always afraid of insecurity by beggar. It knows how to rob me of my all. When ignorance strikes you, strike back infinitely harder. This world is empty of gratitude heart. If we do not have universal love, our inner progress will be most deplorable. Real poverty is my incapacity to love God all the time. Truth and peace are the beauty and fragrance of one reality. Joy is a delightful heart expansion. My gratitude heart songs, God's proud heart treasures. Life has to be the dancing melodies of delight divine. Every day I must swim in the sea of God fulfillment eagerness. I have no eyes to see, but I do have the heart to feel my Lord's presence. Yesterday's seeds will meet with tomorrow's needs. May my heart become a bridge between today's hope and tomorrow's promise. Deep within each heart, there is a secret and sacred shrine where the seeker can pray and meditate. Do not waste your inner strength on meaningless outer problems. By not accepting God, my mind is now on the verge of total collapse. This morning I made my beloved Supreme extremely happy by offering him my gratitude heart bloom. When we fight against negativity, God's pride in us knows no bounds. You place your master's picture upon your heart, and your master keeps your picture in the very depths of his heart. Every morning, my Lord Supreme supplies me with abundant possibilities and capacities to love Him and please Him. My mind, how long are you going to remain crippled by uncertainty? Forget immediately your tiny I-ness so that you can grow into the vastness of your heart sky. From now on, I shall have only one prayer. My Lord, do give me the capacity to bask in the sunshine of your affection, sweetness, and fondness. In the inner world, when there is any competition, the heart always wins. The mind lives on earth, but quite often it deals with hell. The heart lives on earth, but it always deals with heaven. We must always keep a close eye on our destructive vital. Alas, will I ever see God's compassion handprints on my life? Nobody can bribe our heart of sincerity. If you do not aspire most sincerely, you are bound to be a rejected seeker. God does not care for anything that is not original. A doubting mind has no peaceful home. The soul deeply appreciates my plan to plant a devotion plant in my heart garden. My Lord, are there any real failures in the spiritual life? Yes, my child, there are. Do you know who they are? They are the ones who want me to please them in their own way, instead of pleasing me even once in a while in my own way. If you have a heart of faith, nothing can obstruct you. To speak ill of one's master and yet stay with the master is an unpardonable crime. Every day, our souls outshine their previous achievements. God does not want a mind dictionary. God wants only a tiny love, devotion, surrender book. God wants me to be as silent as the bottom of the sea, and not as silent as the grave. Self-confidence is good, but God-reliance is infinitely more powerful and useful. Spirituality is not a village mind market. Spirituality is a rose heart garden. Go far beyond resolutions. Enter into action immediately. God recognizes us only when we have a very big heart and very big ears. In the spiritual life, God realization is the only major quest. Everything else is minor. The mind and the vital have no security. They give us always a false sense of security. If you pin your fate on your mind, you will go nowhere. if you pin your fate on your heart. You do not have to go anywhere. From the farthest distance, light and delight will come to you. Only God lovers are granted a safe passage through earth life existence. On the spur of the moment, my Lord came and gave me his most powerful smile. Each soul experience is bound to be blissful. Alas, a fault finder ego is here, there, and everywhere. My God surrender desire is my life's highest priority. My soul asks my heart to thwart all my mind's doubt invasions. Alas, day in and day out, I do one thing. I squander my Lord's advice wealth. Live all the time in your aspiration heart. The frustrations of your mind will fade away. To see the truth in its highest form, we must develop a constant God gratitude heart. One day, like a miracle, my mind will completely open to God's light. I must climb up and live on the summit of my faith mountain. My Lord, every day I pray to you to bless me with a heart that loves solitude citadel. My heart has been trying and trying so hard to illumine my world-desiring mind. Unless my gratitude heart invites God, God will never come. No time for me to spare. Here and now I must fulfill my Lord's dream. I must learn to see each and everything as God's will. Alas, I am doomed to disappointment for my stop-and-go spirituality progress. The difference between the mind and the heart is this. The mind loves man supremacy. The heart loves God intimacy. My devotion is the strongest bridge between my heart tears and my soul smiles. Alas, I have only a very temporary claim to God obedience. Enthusiasm and optimism we must always keep at hand. Each human being is a God treasure-bearing heart. Everything that is done by the unseen hand of God. Surrender to God's will. You will see miracles at every turn. My gratitude smile is my most precious wealth. Attachment bites and smites. Detachment brightens and enlightens. O human mind, you are not obliged to carry the heavy burden of guilt. There is always a helping wind in our life surrender sails. Expectation has to stop for satisfaction to begin. We must very carefully select our life goals. I am praying to my Lord Supreme for the imminent death of my desire life. We must prevent by any means the wide spread of the doubting mind. Opportunity doors must be kept always open. The inner face definitely has the capacity to illumine the seeker's doubting mind. If we are wise, we shall leave our decision-making to the Absolute Supreme. Alas, the desire mind makes fun of the spiritual heart. Medicine works only when God's will is inside the medicine. Silence strengthens everything that we have and everything that we are. God has assured me that my mind clouds shall disappear. I must be equally happy with my Lord's appreciation and criticism. Do not look at desire-bound eyes. Wisdom is needed, not intelligence, to obey God. A simple life can easily avoid the doubting and suspecting mind. Self-transcendence is eagerness in action. Self-giving always earns a spiritually prosperous living. If you constantly cry for material wealth, your inner wealth will terribly suffer. My heart is sighing all the time because my mind is constantly disobeying God. My heart tears must be remembered and also treasured. I shall not allow my mind to steal away the deep-rooted faith inside my heart. Oh, my mind, can you not see that you are tunneling into an unknown world? My outer fortitude is a gift from my inner God gratitude. Humility is a most powerful ability in the inner world. The capacity of love can never be fathomed. Each life properly used can be enriched with numerous opportunities. A desiring mind is apt to fabricate everything. When you do not aspire, each day is a new round of uncertainty. When I am in my desire mind, I am forced to be in an unrest climate. My Lord, do bless me with the permanent smile of peace. If we want to succeed in our inner life, then we must climb up to the topmost branch of the detachment tree. We must avoid entering into the doubt territory on a daily basis. We must come to grips with insecurity and impurity. Only a firmly implanted faith can grant us victory in our life. An unbending courage is a heaven-climbing joy. Do not overlook any mistake, for each mistake can be fatal. Self-doubt is a very smart peace destroyer. When God comes to me, his silent smile accompanies him. Nourish love. Your faith heart will flourish. May my inner life be driven only by my devotion heart. Your choice, either retire to desire indulgence or aspire for God's heart home. A hopeless attempt to bribe the divine will. I do not care for miracles. I care only for the revelation of God the creation. At times, memory is our best friend. At times, forgetfulness is our best friend. A speculation mind eventually becomes a frustration life. My hope prayers are extremely beautiful. My promise meditations are extremely powerful. Each smile on a human face is a gift from above. My unconditional surrender life pleases God far beyond my imagination. The human mind is never at a loss to answer any question, but the answers may be totally incorrect. My life's hope always sees a rainbow in my heart's sky. The aspiring heart has a unique capacity to endure. God wants my heart garden to be more beautiful and peaceful. God has promised to give me a lifeboat that can never be capsized by the attacks of doubt. I must keep my devotion heart and surrender life always awake. No God dream shall be allowed to starve. If I had lived always in the heart, my heart would have known how to please God all the time. Aspiration means not to go back to desire sleep anymore. It is extremely dangerous to fall asleep in ignorance night cave. My Lord, do you have anybody to speak highly of you all the time? If you do not have anyone, I am all ready. My heart songs have a free access to God's heart home. A real devotion heart never gets tired. A heart of compassion is the real possessor of happiness. My disobedience mind weighs heavily on my Lord's compassion-flooded eye. God's heart home is the destination of all my dreams. The soul can glow even in the mind's darkest chamber. My joy knows no bounds that my heart flowers are starting to bloom. O my mind, you must not try to see what you are not supposed to. The mind does not confess that it is always afraid of God's giant eye. My Lord, at every moment my heart wants to bask in your compassion and affection. God wants me to write down without fail all the world-elevating anecdotes that he shares with me. Nobody can actually please a desire mind. To quench the thirst of the desiring mind is an impossible task. Alas, I do not know how long my God journey road will remain under construction. I must not forget that my heart has a constant need for God satisfaction. He who lives the longest has definitely the longest God manifestation opportunity on earth. Not God's mind, but God's heart remembers all the faces and the eyes of his creation. Climb up, my mind. It is high time for you to climb. my Lord tells me, my child, take my two hands and use them to your heart's content. Beware of those who want to tell you the weaknesses of others. My Lord, if you really love me, then immediately place your feet upon my heart. I do not see, but I do feel the presence of my Lord's eye inside my heart. Every day, without fail, I pray to God to touch my life with his compassion protection feet. There is nothing trivial once we accept the spiritual life seriously. Spirituality is not a mind fantasy world. Alas, the ignorance of the world is canonizing the undivine forces. I want to be cradled between my God hunger and my God satisfaction. If I cannot bend my proud head, then why should God touch my heart? No chance of your salvation if you indulge in aspiration starvation.